All right, guys, welcome back to another Q&A episode for the month of April. This is a short question, but it's a super interesting one. But before we get to that, if you ever want your question answered on the podcast, there's one of two ways to do that. One is keep an eye out on social media. Jason always posts a question sticker on Instagram before we record these. So that's a good place to pop your question in there. But you can always reply to any of the emails that we send out at Train Hard with a question. Those always make their way to either Jason or myself. And then we pick the ones that we think will make, you know, a really good answer on the podcast and get those out in a recording. So if you haven't signed up already to get our emails, you can do that at the link in the show notes. But let's get to this one. I'm really curious your answer, Jay. So Philip asks, what is the one exercise you would do if you only had 10 to 20 minutes in the gym?
All right, Philip. Now, I'm not going to cop out. I'm going to say one. I'm not going to cop out and be like, well, you know. No, here's what I will say. This one would require a set of dumbbells, a sandbag, some type of loading. But my top three that I would pick, and then I'll go down to one, is going to be the first one that comes to mind is a devil's press. So that is where you take both dumbbells, you place them on the floor, you perform muscles, and you take them to up and over your head. That's a devil's press. And the benefit there is you're getting a press in, you're getting a pull in, you're getting some great cardio in, you're working a long range of motion. There's tons of benefits there. Second one I would be thinking about would be like just a traditional burpee. You're taking your body from a standing position to the floor and back up again. You can do them faster. But if I would choose burpee, why wouldn't I just choose devil's press? Because it's the same range of motion and now you're adding a load. So I'd say a devil press is better than just a burpee. But I think above both of those, I'm going to have to put a thruster. I'm going to have to put a thruster. And here's the reason why. Oh, he's shaking his head if you're just listening to this. I think you are just listening to this. So I say a thruster. And here's the reason why. A devil's press again. You drop down, you get in a nice press, you jump back up again. Good kind of range of motion, blah, blah, blah. Produces a shit ton of power. But you're not really toasting your legs. You're not really getting a full body workout with your lower body. Yeah, you're getting a little bit of a jump. I get it. And devil's presses are great. But with a thruster where you take an object on your shoulders, you descend down all the way down, you stand and press overhead. You can do that with dumbbells, a sandbag, a backpack, a water jug, you name it. Now all of a sudden, you're stimulating a front squat position, which loads up the whole system, and you're getting in a press. Whereas a devil's press, you're really getting in a little bit more pressing than you are lower body. So for that reason, I would find a thruster. I would combine, well, if you can only do one movement, I would just do thrusters, period, for 20 minutes, and you'd be smoked. You'd be smoked.
Thrusters for 20 minutes. So I mean, I think the way you answered the question was like, theoretically, what's the one exercise that gives you the most bang for your buck if you have 10 to 20 minutes in the gym? And I agree with you. I agree with you for the same reasons that you mentioned. Like I would have said burpee, just because also I feel like 10 to 20 minutes, like if you're not trying to warm up because there's an external load, like a burpee is literally something where like I could right now, like take my headphones off and do a burpee workout. And like, it would take me exactly 10 minutes because I don't need to warm up to get into it. Like I just get into it. I feel like if I was going to do a devil's press workout, I would want to do something before like, you know, popping it, like even just like move around. Like I wouldn't feel comfortable, like literally dropping the headphones that I'm wearing and like picking up a dumbbell in the devil's press. I feel like that, especially if it's heavier. Oh, for sure. Then I'm definitely trying to warm up. So that would be my reason why out of your three, I would say the burpees just like a, because literally you can make the workout the entire 10 to 20 minutes. There's no messing around. You don't even have to go grab the dumbbells. However, the way I'll answer the question just for the sake of like giving you a little different answer, Philip, is like literally what is the one exercise I myself would do if I have 10 to 20 minutes in the gym? And I think it would be dumbbell lateral raises.
Get the fuck 100%. Out of here. No way.
And here's why. Yes.
Dumbbell,
100%.
Dumbbell lateral raises.
Dude, for 10 to 20 minutes. If I could do, I would do like a certain number every minute on the minute for 10 minutes. I would structure my workout accordingly. The reason I would do that.
This is the worst answer ever.
No, it's not, because literally this has happened. If I have 10 minutes and I can't do anything else, I grab a pair of dumbbells and I do lateral raises. And it's because A, your delts take the most volume to grow. It's the hardest muscle to grow. Like everything else will have some sort of reaction with like your usual, like, you know, you do a set of 8, set of 12, and that's enough of a stimulus to make those muscles grow. Your delts, similar to your calves, but I don't have a problem with my calves. Your delts take a lot of volume to grow. So if I ever have literally just 10 minutes and I want to get something in, I'm trying to give my delts some love. So delt lateral raises. And then the other reason that I bring that up is I know a lot of guys out there are chasing a specific physique, same way I am. And I think that one of the things that I heard this on a podcast and it makes so much sense is a lot of guys train a lot of chest and train a lot of arms because like that seems to be the things that I want to grow to have this like aesthetic that I want. But here's the thing, the delts, having big shoulders, wide shoulders, you can get away with so many other areas of your physique being lacking or moderate if you have wide shoulders, because it gives you this like triangle frame that is what most guys honestly want. Most guys are chasing a specific aesthetic, but they're doing it the wrong way because they're putting all this time and effort onto just like arms and chest, but they're not giving themselves like the wide enough shoulders to like really accentuate the type of build that you want. So that's my long-winded way of saying, if you have only 10 minutes, hit some lateral raises.
We could not have taken that question in the opposite ways. I mean,
well, I'm not going to give the same answer you gave. So that's my answer.
Out of all the Q&As I think we've done, this has probably been my favorite one. Because our answers are completely different, dude. I'm thinking about like bang for your buck, just going to be destroyed on the ground, going to be in a pool of your own sweat. You're thinking like, dude,
of course that's
how am I going to get my traps and my delts bigger so that my waist looks small and I get that V shape that I'm looking for. That's what you're thinking. I'm thinking, let's just
100%.
Dude. Oh man. Well, hey, Philip, you have two different answers. So if all goes wrong, and here's the thing, just to kind of like finish off this segment on this particular question, like, I know this is like a hypothetical, what's one movement? The reality is, dude, you don't want one movement. You want to have good balance in your training. So like, but I understand his question and it created a good conversation today. So I'm happy that we had it.
Right. But what I would add to that, Jay, is I think that like, this is a good answer to have and a good way to think about, because there will be maybe one day in your training where you have to pull this lever. And I think that that's where it's valuable to like maybe go the burpee route if you're just trying to get something that sucks and is effective, or go the lateral raise route if you're trying to like get some good quality work in to build a muscle that you're trying to build. Because I don't think that anyone, or maybe not anyone, but I don't think most people's training is so limited that literally every day their training has to be 10 to 20 minutes. I think where most people fall is you probably have 2 or 3 days where you can, you know, get a good session in, but maybe there's 1 or 2 days where like, man, it's crazy. I'm literally only going to have 10 minutes. And that's how I would think about this question is like, what is the thing that you can do on those 1 or 2 days where you don't have that much time that supplement the days where you're actually getting a little bit more time to train?
All right. So you heard it here first. I'm going to go hit a flex workout of just lateral raises for 10 to 20 minutes. I'm gonna go see what that feels like to do that for 10 to 20 minutes. I'm gonna be walking to the store all blown up, but yeah, it'll be good.